Hello and welcome to this week's program. I'm Paul Nelson. Today we offer our 300th program, an hour with Ed Sanders, poet, activist, and former rock star, as he was lead vocalist for the seminal 60s rock band The Fugs. Ed Sanders was also the visiting poet in April 2000 at the Northwest Spoken Word Lab in Auburn, Washington, and the headliner of the third annual Allen Ginsberg Memorial Open Mic Poetry Marathon. In fact, it was seeing Ginsberg's poem Howl that started Ed on his own poetic quest, and he believes the poem also had broad implications for society.
Allen's single poem crossed America like a blast of freedom. It pointed out areas of the Bill of Rights that we were not exercising. There's a lot of freedom guaranteed by the Constitution that for whatever reason and for a multiplicity of reasons, citizens did not use. Now they use it much more.
Howl is one of the best examples of poets reclaiming their role as the culture's history writers. And Ed says it is a task poets need to reclaim.
Investigative poetry proposes that poets again start writing history in verse form. It could be rhymed couplets, it could be open field verse, it could be in William Carlos Williams' indented three-line triads, it could be in long-breathed lines like Ginsberg's Howl, it could be in lists, it could be in Verlaine, it could be in like Rambo prose poetry clusters.
But, he says, the language needs to be charged. A chat with Bard Ed Sanders today on the show, program number 300. I hope you enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. For more on the guests of this show, the titles of their books or names of their organizations, for links to their websites, or for other times and places to hear these programs, check out the website for It Plays in Peoria Productions at www.inpeoria.org. That's INPEORIA.org. Once there, you'll find current show summaries, contact information, and even summaries of past programs for the purpose of ordering tapes. You can also find a link to the SPLAB, the Northwest Spoken Word Lab, an intergenerational spoken word performance, resource, and outreach center, a project under the nonprofit umbrella of It Plays in Peoria. The SPLAB is where the holistic concepts discussed on this show are implemented in a community setting. So check out what we're up to at www.inpeoria.org, just like the town in Illinois. That's INPEORIA.org. Another village building project of It Plays in Peoria Productions. This program is made possible in part by a contribution from the Best Western Pepper Tree Auburn Inn. 10 miles south of SeaTac Airport near Emerald Downs Racetrack and Highway 167 in Auburn, Washington. With king or double queen beds, in-room refrigerators and microwaves, business meeting space, and a 24-hour jacuzzi and indoor heated pool. For reservations, call the Best Western Pepper Tree Auburn Inn toll-free at 888-624-4854.